In the 1956 film, The Ten Commandments, viewers watched as actor Charlton Heston portrayed the prophet Moses, transforming from the young slave in Egypt to his final encounter with God on Mount Nebo as an old, wizened man.
Therefore I will send thee, Moses, unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring my people out of Egypt.
Who am I, Lord, that you should send me?
The descendant of the very famous Hollywood makeup artist, really a legend in Hollywood makeup, Wally Westmore, his grandson, contacted us and had these paintings of Charlton Heston as Moses.
That's Bobby Livingston, who works in the north end of Boston as vice president at RR Auction.
His understanding was that they were painted by his grandfather, Wally Westmore. So they were beautiful, and we wanted to represent them, and he sent them to us, and they were gorgeous. Because he had attributed them to Westmore, we didn't really look into it as thoroughly as probably we found out later. We certainly should have. So we offered them about a year ago. During the auction process, I started to get a couple emails.
As it turns out, the paintings were not those of Westmore. So who painted the religious work?
Hey, these are probably by Arnold Freeberg, at which point there's bidding going on, and I'm getting questions about the who is the true artist of these paintings. And I reached out to the preeminent expert on Arnold Freeberg paintings, Lawrence Jepson of Salt Lake City. Mr. Jepson said those are Arnold Freeberg, unmistakably. So we withdrew them from the sale.
Freeberg, who died in 2010, was a well-known Utah artist. He taught commercial art at the University of Utah in 1950, and then in 1953 moved to Hollywood.
He was contacted by Cecil B. DeMille because DeMille was going to make the epic Ten Commandments starring Charlton Heston, and he needed Freeberg to help him visualize what things would have looked like. Freeberg goes to Hollywood and begins to paint these incredibly gigantic scenes that would inspire DeMille. Heston had to age as Moses throughout the film, so he painted these particular eight panels for the makeup department so they could age Heston properly.
The Lord of hosts will do battle for us. Behold his mighty hand.
So in Freeberg's unmistakable hand, he's written Moses working as a slave in the brick pits.
Livingston says Freeberg's work includes meticulous detail, showing subtle changes like darkened skin and a hair out of place as Moses finally reaches Jethro's well. A slight wrinkle to the forehead before the prophet first hears the voice of God.
He opens the waters before them, and he bars our way with fire. Let us go from this place. Men cannot fight against a god.
Freeberg was nominated to receive an Academy Award in 1957 for his work as chief artist, set, and costume designer. And after 60 years, the eight museum-quality portraits of Moses will be auctioned through the Boston Auction House later this month. Utah residents can view the original eight faces of Moses collection Tuesday and Wednesday in Salt Lake City. Details about this two-day exhibition can be found at our website, upr.org. For UPR, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.